Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I am your host, Matt. Apology incoming, Bistany. Joining me this week, as last week, Charles, not Chucky, is here.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And now Buff Chick Dip Will's here.
Hi, my name is William.
I was trying to see if Charles would, like, set up some sort of character, because the past couple of weeks we've been doing this thing, and Charles hit us with a "yeah, baby," akin to no one.
And then what are you talking about? That's Austin Powers.
Oh God, not the way you said it. That's like being like, "You want to hear my Austin Powers impression?" Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Do you want to shag?
This is Stephen Wright doing Austin Powers.
I want a shag. I went there and there's just carpet everywhere. All right, top 5 Stephen Wright jokes coming up soon. Yeah. Everyone's got to deliver it. I put brick wallpaper over the brick wall, so when people come over, I tell them to touch it because it feels real. Sorry, I got distracted. Anyway, apology. We're trying some new shit on the production side. Mm-hmm. Last week's episode got all fucked up. I have not had time to fix it. So the apology is from all of us at the top of the fact that it went haywire to begin with because we're trying new stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the second layer of apology is from me because I haven't had time to fix the episode. So basically, we've been episodeless all week. I will try to fix the episode while I'm getting this one ready to go, because I really have like one window of time a week to do any of this. And then if I don't get it done in that window, there's a good chance I won't get to it at all. And that's what happened last week. So apologies to everyone. The episode, like I said, we're trying some new stuff in the background. It's for the betterment of the show. It's for taking the next step with the show. Once we get all the bugs kind of figured out, we'll release it and have a parade in someone's town where none of us live. But I think we could probably still pull permits or something. And we'll do that. But yeah, so sorry about last week. Our bad. We'll fix it. We're working on it. But anyway, Will, how's your week been?
Not that bad of a week. I did have one ache in my joints topic.
And, okay.
Me too.
This is I might have talked about this before, but people who park in the fire lane outside the grocery store.
Oh my God. Every fucking lose my mind.
Everywhere. It doesn't matter which grocery store you're at.
People, that's crazy that even, like, because I always thought it was like a local thing for us, but according to Charles, who doesn't live near us, that's what people do.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
It's awful. Get the fuck out of the way. It makes having to drive like past the storefront such a nightmare. Because mm-hmm. you get all the pedestrians, and then it's only one lane now, and this asshole's sitting there just waiting for their fucking wife or whatever.
Oh,
now, I had an idea. You guys familiar with the cart narcs guy?
Yeah.
I want somebody out there, please start doing the cart narcs for fire lane stuff.
Well, on their car. It's funny you should mention that. I don't know if you saw in our local news, but at the Revere Stop and Shop.
Oh, no. I didn't see this one.
No. Yeah. Some guy just shot someone on camera. I don't know if they were disputing about this person being in the fire lane. So what I'm saying, if you're going to be a cart narc about the fire lane, you should probably be strapped and wearing a bulletproof vest, depending where you are. But yeah, just like it could have been from anything else. But in the video, the guy was parked in the fire lane, so most people in the comments were making the assumption that it was over him being in the fire lane. But so I highly doubt it. Well, no, the guy who shot him was the person who parked there. So obviously, they have no respect for the law because they parked in the fire lane, and also they just shot a person. So, but on a bigger rant on that, I fucking cannot stand people who can't follow the simplest of fucking society's fucking agreements. It's the most fucking easy thing to do. People who park in fire lanes, go fuck yourself. The other thing, people that park in spaces that aren't fucking spaces, that drives me up a fucking wall.
Yeah.
I cannot stand that. Why can't some people follow the fucking easiest things ever? And those are the first fucking people, when they get called out or in trouble for it, they make this big fucking case of like, A, it's not a big deal, or B, they didn't do anything. And it's like, I fucking hate you. I hate those people so much. I don't understand. Like, two things. Either their car is really nice and I go, this person is an entitled piece of shit. Yeah. Or their car is a piece of shit and I go, oh, they've never gotten anywhere in life because of fucking they can't make good decisions like this one right here. Those are the two fucking options. And that's it. Everyone else who's driving like a nice fucking Toyota like Highlander, they're fucking doing great. And they're parking where they should be because they're functioning human beings. But the other two friggin' ends of the spectrum, let's just cut those fucking ends of the spectrum off and we'll just send them off to sea because they're the worst.
That reminds me, actually, on Friday, I was taking an employee out for their annual review.
For a beating.
We went to Sally's Pizza in Woburn. And I don't know if you're familiar with it. The parking lot's a nightmare there. But we go inside, we're having our lunch, whatever. I come out and I had a piece of paper on my windshield that I didn't see it until I drove away.
Join the KKK, it said.
And it was like, hey, you inconsiderate bastard, way to take up two spaces. You know, you're a piece of shit, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was dead center in the fucking parking spot.
Well, when they take two spaces. Crooked. Yeah, but when they take two spaces and you're in one, you're taking up their space.
Yeah.
They wanted the parking too, but you had one of the two.
And one last little quip from yesterday, actually. I was out running errands, ran through Burger King to get something to eat. The girl at the window is like, we're going to get the sodas all lined up there. And
yeah,
I was watching her, as I would do. And she was obviously confused about which soda was going to be mine. And I kid you not, she picked it up, took the cover off, and smelled it.
Well, she wanted to know what it was.
I guess if it was Dr. Pepper, you might be able to smell it.
No, you can smell root beer.
Coke versus Diet Coke.
If you can smell the difference between Coke and Diet Coke, you can apparently smell sugar. Drink
and then put the cap back on and handed it to me. I'm just
Are you sure she was inhaling and not exhaling like a booger into your drink?
Could have been too.
Just a little salty dust.
Oh. That's like exactly how I would hand out drinks to like when I was a kid. Like
smelling
my parents would be like, just go like, oh crap, I don't know which one's which. When it's, yeah, they don't mark them Coke or Dr. Pepper. And then, yeah, I would just be like, I would just smell like the top of it and be like, this is clearly Dr. Pepper. But
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to handle that at an actual business.
The next time I hand somebody like a frothy drink, I'm going to just stick my nose in it a little bit to get the foam down.
I'll give it a Belgian dip. Another reference to Austin Powers.
Yeah,
I got it. Oh, speaking of Dr. Pepper, congrats to Dr. Pepper is becoming the number two soft drink brand in the country, overtaking Pepsi.
What? Damn.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Just Dr. Pepper itself?
Yeah, the Dr. Pepper brand overtook Pepsi, which, you know what's funny? I haven't, now that, like, when I read that, I go, you know what? I haven't fucking seen or heard anything about Pepsi forever. I haven't seen a commercial. Yeah. I haven't seen an ad. I see Dr. Pepper shit all the time. I see the Coke shit all the time. What's happening to Pepsi? They fucking light Michael Jackson's hair on fire, then just fucking leave?
The only people keeping Pepsi alive are those fucking ridiculous assholes in Michigan that mix it with milk.
What?
What?
You know what? They deserve all their fucking economic hardships if that's what they do.
Yeah, Dave Howard, what's going on over there?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Maybe they have to because their water's so bad.
Oh, my God.
They're like, listen, this is a drink. It's called, what do you think they call that drink? Milk and Pepsi? Or is that like a fucking urban Russian? That's a good one. I'm on fire today. I'm fucking ripping it up. Okay, Charles, what's new with you? Pilk? Mepsi? Skim Mepsi?
Oh, man.
Charles, what's new with you?
Yeah, my week has been like, for some reason, I've just been running into rude ass people all week, and just so before the show, I was talking about I had to go in and record on Friday, which in general, rude. Don't throw a video recording on my calendar 2 days beforehand.
Do you do the recording or do you do the editing?
I do the recording too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was hired for a job and I was told, oh yeah, we usually hire outside people to record our videos. No, they don't. They don't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They
you
want
did.
Me to do it. No, I am straight up the video editor. That's what I've always been. Cameras don't like me. I try and, yeah, I just don't like cameras at all in general. But so our camera case is
shit, froze.
30 to 40
so
pounds.
Cameras don't like him.
Yeah, I know.
If you went to
camera
Sam's
froze.
House, froze Sam would have to lock all his cameras in the closet.
I don't know. What just happened?
You were literally talking about cameras not liking you, and then your shit froze.
Oh, shit.
So maybe speak a little softer on the idea of cameras.
Apparently. But yeah, we had a recording on Friday. Camera case is like 30 to 40 pounds of gear in there, and I bring it home because I have to. I upload it on my computer here. Walking out of the elevator room into the garage, I see two other women walking up to the door. It's one door to get in and out.
Nice. I'm into it so far.
They see me and they stop walking like a couple steps from the door.
Good sign.
Which is the instant of like, they're going to wait for me to hold the door for them type deal. But I'm clearly carrying a heavy piece of thing in my arms. So I like use my body to open it. The first girl just decides like, this is my opening. Cause I like use my body and then like just toss the door open so I can get through. She like walks through. And then the second girl, I'm like walking off at this point, walking around. And since it's a whole glass room that I can see them, I hear her go, oh, what? He can't hold the door for me too. And I turn around and like lock eye contact with her. And I like fling this like case up in my hand. I was like, you should have held the door for me. Like,
hell yeah.
Why am I going to hold the door for you at this point? What did you do to deserve that? I have to hold the door for you. And you guys purposely decided to not even open the door. You just decided to watch me fucking struggle with this. Fuck you.
Chivalry is dead.
And women killed it.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where do I land?
That's
on
a quick
this
way to spoil my day. Yeah, is bullshit like that. I'm very big on like, you, anybody can hold the door for anybody. And if you're carrying something, maybe help that person out.
Yeah, maybe in your new world progressive order, Charles, but in my day, men held the door for men. And women right never left the house. So there's no reason for them to have the door held for them.
It's right up there with my number one issue I run into every day, which is if there are two sets of doors but and they're both unlocked, is if someone sees you coming up to like open the door, they decide to go from the left door into your door since you're opening it to exit. I'm like, you lazy piece of shit. I did not open the door for you. And then if you're going to do that, at least say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a pretty big door opener guy.
I hold I hold the door for people, but when I clearly need the door held for me, if you're not going to do it, fuck you. But that's DC people in general.
Yeah. If I see someone holding the door for me and they're a guy, I'm like, listen, I'm flattered, but I'm straight. And then like, that's it.
I'm married.
But I pat him on the butt and move on.
Yeah. Give me the old football ass tap. We bump chest.
Yeah. And then yesterday I damn near shoved a woman off the trail while I was running. So that was nice of me.
Charles.
Can I ask y'all, if you're out on a hike, right?
Okay, neither one of us can.
You know, this is a really good question.
All right, fine. I'll imagine I'm on a hike.
You two are on
my
a
fucking hike. Feet.
Oh, it's hot out. There's bugs everywhere.
It sucks.
If you hear from behind you, on your left, which side of the trail are you going to?
If I hear from behind me on my left, I immediately assume someone wants to talk about Infinity War.
Uh-huh.
And I turn around and go, yeah, I like that movie too. And then that's my response.
Sadly, this is exactly what I thought about when I was going to mention this. Someone's going to think I'm talking about Sam. Yeah.
Sam? Anyway, I'm sorry. I stop paying attention. So the woman was saying on your left, and that's
no. I'm running up. So I yell when you're passing on the trail. You say on your left, as in I'm gonna pass on your left side.
Ooh,
I hope that.
I don't know if people can even hear this, but my dryer is going off, and everyone can hear it. So I just put a beat to it.
Yeah. Damn, that thing keeps going, huh?
It's a full length song. It's charted before.
Oh. But yeah, everybody, for some reason, when you yell on your left, it means someone's going to pass on your left side. Everybody always gets to the fucking left side of the trail, though. So you yell on your left, they pause, look, and then they step like right in front of you, basically. So then you have to like quick dodge around. Group of three people, I yelled on your left. Two of them responded by like getting off the trail on the right side of the trail. The other girl just proceeds to turn sideways with her backpack now sticking across the whole trail and just look at me approach, like running at her. So much so that when I get up to her, she doesn't move. I just like by her backpack, I literally just push her off the trail. I'm just like, you got to get out of the way. You just got to go. Like, and it's not like I could understand if it was someone who looks like they clearly do not speak English at all. They spoke English. So you know what I mean.
So you're like that guy in New York that goes across like the Brooklyn Bridge going, you're in the bike lane. You're in the bike lane. Just like just knocking people over.
Yeah. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Do runners own the trail?
No, but
is this one of those like there's no real rule type of scenarios? Like when people like when I get mad, someone parks in front of my house, but I have like no recourse because it's a public street.
There is basically just general like trail courtesy. If someone's like gonna be passing you, if they at least are telling you like on your left, they're giving you enough warning to like, hey, I'm going to be passing you here instead of just someone running up and just like smashing right past you.
So these trails are like fairly narrow, huh? It's like they're not wide enough for you to just like.
Yeah. Most hiking trails are single track. Yeah.
Oh, see, it shows how little I go out there.
Yeah.
The way I see it, you came up behind her like she was in the left lane on the highway and you started flashing your high beams and just like pitted her into the wall.
Good. I dream of the day I can actually just straight up stiff arm someone off the trail. Like,
just you can do it.
I'll do it. Yeah, just do it today.
They'll never catch up.
Yeah, what are they doing? If someone if I got stiff arm on a trail, I would just be like, this is another reason why I don't do this.
I don't
want to get stiff armed.
Never going to catch that guy.
See, oh my God, I wouldn't even try. If someone ran by and punched me, I'd be like, I just got punched. That's it. There's nothing happening from this.
I got punched. She disappeared into the woods. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do?
If they punched me and just ran 15 feet away from me and stood there, I'd be like, all right. Okay. You win.
You come back this way, though.
I go, yeah, you come in arms rank. Like, then we're going to have a problem. But at this point, you've won this battle.
Yeah. That's been my week.
Well, sorry. Yeah, sorry that happened.
Full of frustration, you know?
All right, yeah. My week. Work's been busy. Got a party I'm getting ready for. Just bought a whole bunch of birthday presents.
Ooh.
A lot of Play-Doh stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, they have this Play-Doh pizza delivery bike, where it's like you can like the kid rides the bike and on the back of it it's just like a little Play-Doh pizza shop and like she can like drive up and make you a pizza.
What a very specific like toy too to make for a kid, but hey.
Yeah, it's only $100. So I was like, oh, I'll get that. And we got a bunch of like other Play-Doh sets and then some like baby you know what they don't make anymore? Because this was like a fucking revolutionary thing when I was a kid. Like a baby that actually like eats food. Remember, like, back in the day, they had that, like, little toy stuff? It basically, like, you would put it would have food, you would put the spoon in the food thing, mm-hmm. and then, like, a magnet would release a little piece of food on the spoon, and then you'd bring the spoon up to the baby doll, and then an opposing magnet would put it back in the spoon, but it looked like the baby ate it.
Yeah.
That shit was cool. Nothing like that nowadays. Not even close.
The only thing I think came close was like I bought my niece a like flamingo thing like a year or two ago that like pooped. So you would feed it
poo poo,
and then it would poop into a toilet. I don't know. They thought it was the funniest thing. So
yeah, I mean, kids be funny, but yeah, just that's my week's been pretty. Like I said, it's been busy, but just busy with standard stuff. Mm. Nothing crazy happened.
That Play-Doh bike looks fucking sick.
It is pretty cool.
And how come they haven't come out with edible Play-Doh?
Well, I think it being non-toxic technically means it is edible.
But like
is that a little Vespa? Thing.
Yeah, it's like a little Vespa bike, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so don't want to brag, but I'll have pizza delivered to me right on the couch. I'm sure it'll be great.
You better eat it. Your daughter made you that pizza.
I want to watch you enjoy.
Technically edible pizza.
Oh, I got two things. I don't know if I mentioned either of these. Did I mention I got my Transformer table?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that. Yeah. That thing rules. Did I mention that I got one of those hex clad pans?
A what?
No, I saw it in your photo this morning. Yeah,
okay, that was why I was bringing it up. So the hex clad pans that like Gordon Ramsay endorses, they're expensive AF.
Ooh.
But I got one for my birthday a couple weeks ago. My mother-in-law got me like a griddle pan of it.
Mm-hmm.
That thing fucking rules. I cannot endorse that fucking product anymore. As soon as I got it, I like got it ready and I was like, all right, I'm gonna cook an egg. Right, cooked an egg. No fucking, no butter, no oil, no nothing. Just cook the egg. No, I flipped it, no residue, nothing stuck. It was awesome. The thing rules. So if anyone's thinking about getting any like new cookware or whatever, I highly recommend that fucking hexclad shit.
It's $134 for one 8-inch pan.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Is it the only one I'll ever need?
Well, that's the thing, right? If you have like a go-to pan, like if you have like one like saute pan you cook a lot of shit in and it's just like whatever, just get that one pan. Like the pots or whatever, I'm probably going to buy like a whole set because I'm a lunatic, but like I don't, like a pot's a pot, right? Unless you're like doing like some sort of like roux or whatever, but like your saute pans are like even if you just got the griddle for like eggs and like your breakfast shit, it's unbelievable. The pans are fucking incredible. So that's my this episode brought to you by Hexclad and Gordon Ramsay, and they both endorse everything I say. speaking of which, let me tell you about this race. I have no idea. And another thing I want to make a recommendation of, my boy Dave Smith, quote unquote, debated Chris Cuomo last week on the 31st over like the COVID policies and just some other stuff. It was a 3-hour debate on the Patrick Bet David show, and I highly recommend it. You gotta go watch it. It's just the dude gets destroyed.
Chris Cuomo is in like Mayor Cuomo?
No, his brother was the governor of New York. And during COVID, he had like the number one show, and he was like, it was fucking brutal to watch this. And it was pretty cathartic or whatever. Cause like, so Chris Cuomo had like the number one show, and he was just pushing all the fucking propaganda that people at the time were being censored for, that now they all just kind of like, yeah, you were all right, and it is what it is, and like blah blah blah. But anyway, so it was like this, like the only moment when like anyone was ever like kind of held to task on the things they did or said. Mm. It was fucking brutal because he would literally be like, "I never said that," and then they would pull up clips of him saying the thing he just didn't say. It was incredible.
Good.
Yeah,
I feel like you could do that to a majority of politicians these days. They're like, "I never said that." Like, oh, look at this.
Fucking Fauci does it all the time, but everyone does it. Everyone acts like the internet doesn't exist anymore. My favorite thing when that really started to make a turn was when Hillary Clinton got caught using fake accents in different parts of the country.
I ain't been no ways tired.
But I never knew that because I don't live in that part of the country, right? I just was like, oh, that's just Hillary Clinton. But I can only imagine politicians did that. That was probably like a big skill tactic if you were good at accents, you were a good politician. I thought that was so fucking funny. But yeah, I would love it. There's a Twitter account called Defiant L who basically takes someone's tweet from now and then just shows the exact opposite position from that same person in like the same image. And he does it to everybody. It's good. Because everyone does that, right? Everyone who's like, It's whatever, but it's just funny because everyone will have this like super strong opinion on this, and then something will change, and then they'll say the exact opposite, and it's like he just makes those posts. It's good. Defiant L's. So go check out that debate if you're interested in that type of stuff. It was incredible. Dave Smith's awesome. He's fucking. He had such an incredible month of May as far as his like status. He was on. He was at the He spoke at the Libertarian Convention, which was a fucking nightmare, by the way. He was on Rogan and Tucker Carlson and had this debate all in the month of May. So it was like pretty, he's kind of everywhere. But he's a great dude to listen to. I agree with probably most of the things he says. He articulates them very well. And he I don't know. He's my type of guy. I can't endorse him enough.
I never got into Dave Smith just by himself, his stuff. Like, I used to listen to Legion of Skanks, but I stopped listening to it because I can't stand Luis J. Gomez. I like Big J. I liked Dave Smith. Hated Luis J. Gomez.
I only listen to Dave Smith on his podcast, Part of the Problem, and like whenever he debates people. I don't think I've ever heard any of his stand-up. I've never heard him on Legion of Skanks. I've never heard him try to be funny. I've only heard him... I almost don't want to because I'm afraid if I don't think he's funny,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, God, that sucks.
He's very mid as a comedian.
So I assume that based off of the times when he's tried to be funny on his show, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, okay. He's a smart guy. He's good. I like his like political, you know, stances and like the way he talks about them. But yeah, sometimes he'll be funny when I appreciate it, but it's not like when I listen to like Tim Dillon and I'm like, I got to hear this guy do stand up or like something like that.
Speaking of Legion of Skanks, that should be our goal, was to get our podcast on the Skank Fest some year.
Ugh. I don't even know. I know I've heard of it. I don't know. Do they just have other podcasts on or something?
It's a comedy, stand up comedy festival, yeah. Podcasts, everything. And it's actually one of the biggest comedy festivals going now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know that. Yeah, okay, we'll do it. We'll submit it. I don't know. Maybe in my comedic connections, I have some sort of like degree of separation where I can actually maybe talk to someone who might have something to do with booking or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I haven't talked to you in 7 years. Can you do me a solid? Those are my favorite. anyway, our show, right? Speaking of shows, yep. Who won last week? Wasn't me.
Gonna call me on the camera? Apparently I did, but... Okay. Even though according to the vote tally, Will and I are tied, but people voted after the poll closed.
Hey, listen, so I went up by one. If they can extend our what it was supposed to be a 1 day election to 2 weeks for the U.S. president, yeah. We can go a couple minutes after ours.
Yeah. So I won. I won for overrated under our actor ratings is what we're calling it. And if you listen to that episode, cheers. Way to go. Yeah,
how bad is it?
Soldiers.
I don't know if it's bad. It just sounds like you're bullying us most of the time.
Yeah. Anytime Matt was talking, I'm not fixing it.
I'm not fixing it. That's how it is then.
But yeah, I won. And here's our death. Young Matt stormed in his house after school, his clothes dirty, hair a mess, and tears in his eyes, still not over getting his ass kicked by young Ralph Macchio. His mom asked, "What's wrong, Matthew?" In a huff, he turned to his mom and yelled, "I need to learn karate!"
Love it.
Fresh out of Pat Morita's, Matt's mom hired the next best thing, some other old Asian guy. Surely they know karate. Matt was dropped off in front of the man's house. "Are you Matthew?" People ask for impressions. Sure, you can find my range here. "I'm Victor Wong," Matt replied. "Who?" "I was Egg Shin in Big Trouble in Little China."
"Oh,
the
shit.
the old Goopa in Golden Child." "Wa Gay and Eat a Bowl of Tea." "The Asian guy in Tremors." "Oh, does any of this qualify you to teach me karate?" "Listen, kid, it's either me or no one. Hollywood doesn't have enough older, wise Asian men to fill this role. Do you want to learn karate or not?" And so the training montage began. Matt was mopping floors with the patented wet left, wet right technique. He chased a rat around Mr. Wong's house, and then he learned Mr. Wong's secret move, the pelican foot slap, just in time for the small town karate tournament. Matt didn't have to wait long for... For his first opponent was young Ralph Macchio, trained by revered Hollywood sensei Pat Morita. The match didn't last long. It resulted in the first ever KO by a beheading, as Matt promptly ran straight into the crane kick, sending his head soaring over the crowd. And that's how Matt died.
Damn.
Yeah. And next up, Will, after seeing his loss with this week's episode, hung himself and died, echoing the death of beloved rated actor Robin Williams.
Oh, cause brutal.
Because fuck you for putting him on that list.
Jesus.
And anybody who I'm, by the way, I'm disappointed in people who voted for that, because I feel like Robin Williams, like, that is a trigger for our like, what's the word I'm looking for? Our crowd at this point.
Our demo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Thank you. Our demographic. Ugh. And that's how y'all died.
Kaboom.
Is this from his HBO special?
This is all the noises from the HBO special. There's a compilation. Even this is funny.
His stand-up specials aren't bad, but like, it's just not what he's known for.
He's more of a Dave Smith type comedian.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you.
I don't know who to defend here. Anyway, what are we talking about this week? Oh, I picked it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, yeah. So this is a suggestion that I found on our list on the Discord, which you can join at top5ofdeath.com. This was from Charles, actually. So this week we're doing, I'll put it this way. It was under your name. Whether you suggested it or just posted it, I don't know.
Yeah, we probably posted it in our topic channel just to get them.
But top five hobbies we'd like to get into. I'm a big, so I'm a big hobby guy. I'm not so much anymore because I don't have time, but that's the only reason why. But I love hobbies. I don't do anything as a hobby that I don't take it too far into some sort of like obsessive thing. Like this podcast was supposed to be a hobby. Now it's a show with like people that listen to it. Admittedly, like not as many as like before, you know, we did take over a year off, but anyway, you know, working at a haunted house is like just like volunteering. And then I was the creative director of the biggest one in New England for 11 years. And I took an improv class and then ended up, you know, teaching their highest levels and being on the main stage. So everything I do that I like doing, I just go fucking apeshit bananas. I started a band, I toured for fucking 7 years straight. So I have my list, and even like everything on my list, I think of it as a hobby. Then I go, and here's how I would make money doing it. It's like, I can't, I don't have like a fucking hobby. Like it kind of sucks. But my list is like, hobbies I'd like to get into. There's definitely some that I don't know. even the ones that I'm thinking of now that are like, oh, I'd just like to do that once. Even then, I'm like, but if I did it really good, I'd probably like start like make like some money off it somehow. But I don't know. I gotta make money off this. It's simply too good. I really want to. Yeah. So, top five hobbies we'd like to get into. Any thoughts from you two on this before we get into it?
I did look it up. This was suggested originally by CJ Doubleday.
Oh, CJ, my old boss. Just get it done. That was what I remember him saying. He probably doesn't know that. He'd be like, give me some sort of fucking shit stop or whatever. And I'd be like, just get it done. I'm like, fucking goddamn it. But I got it done. He did his job. And then I reluctantly did mine. Okay. Yeah. So let's start this off. Will, I'm going to have you kick us off. Cause I feel like all of Charles' hobbies are going to be ones that I don't like. I'm so far removed, but I think you might have some that I might be interested in. I feel like Charles' hobby is going to be like making my own hiking laces, creating signs for trails to let people know when people are coming up on their left.
Yo, I do have a problem with that. There are some unmarked trails in my area.
Okay. All right.
I'm fucking pissed about it.
All right. Will, kick us off.
Yeah, my number five, this is a hobby that I've already dabbled in, but I've been out of it for a while, 3D printing.
Okay.
So, I have done it for a few years. My latest printer kind of had a fucking problem with it, and I didn't feel like investing in fixing it up, because the technology is just advancing very fast, and nicer equipment is becoming a lot more affordable. So yesterday, I bought a new printer.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Bamboo okay. Lab A1 with the multicolored filament changer. So I'm pumped. Can't wait to get that in and making stupid plastic shit.
Is this what you posted in the Dink purchases?
Yeah. Yep. I put that in the Discord this morning.
Yo, how much money did you drop on? Okay, not bad.
About 500.
I was expecting to open this up. It's like $1,500. Like, holy shit.
$500. That's like a meal and a half at Davio's.
But yeah, it's a fun hobby, and I have a little bit of doomsday prepper in me, and I think a 3D printer is an essential item. You know, when shit hits the fan, I can start making guns. And, you know, if shit breaks around your house and there's no, you know, Home Depot to go buy shit, you've got the capability to design and create, you know, any shape you can conceive.
Could you, let me see here. How accurately could you remake celebrity penises?
Very.
Do they have, like, does someone, like, out there, like, schematic, like, get, like, making, like, the schematics for it?
So you can buy a, like, a scanner type thing.
Yeah.
And basically put an item, like, on a Lazy Susan, or I guess if it was a penis, you'd have to, you know, just be very smooth with your hand motions. But you just, it's like a camera. You wave it around the whole thing, you know, 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It'll create a digital, you know, file of that. And then, boom, you drop the STL right into your slicer, and out comes a nice plastic dick.
Nice. I'd love to get in
TPU.
Nice, hard, and rigid.
I'd like, you know what? Okay, again, here I am trying to make money off of it. You know what is a good business plan? If you made paperweights out of people's, like, completely flaccid dick and balls, just like a, you know, it just, like, sits as, like, a blob. Like, yep. If you just had, like, a blob of that, but it could be, like, yours, right? Like, you'd be like, oh, send me some pictures. I'll make a 3D paperweight of your unerect dick and balls. And I think that'd be such a funny thing if you were, like, some higher up in an office and you just had that sitting on top of, like, a stack of papers.
Mine I can tell like you a scared Doug Trio.
Doug Trio. Three
looking
lumps.
Looking on Etsy right now, there aren't specific models, but there are dick and balls paperweights.
No, I want signature models.
Paperweights. Yeah. Hard quotation marks.
Yeah, but are they erect, or are they just like, so that's the thing. I want them completely neutral state. That's what I want. Neutral state.
This is now in my Etsy searches.
Like, based on your recent searches, here's a suggestion.
Yeah.
No, that's a great one. I would love to get into 3D printing. I don't have the space for it, but I swear to God, like, once my youngest hits, like, six or seven, right? Because then Wednesday will be like 10, and Tatum will be, like, basically out of the house. She'll be 15. Depends how she acts. She might be at the fuck out of the house at 15. get the fuck out. I very much am hoping to get into those types of things. As I'll go on in my list, I'm a creative person. I like to make stuff. I haven't made fucking shit. The only thing I make is this show.
Children.
And even that, I am pretty good at making kids. even then, I only do one thing, and then I'm, like, out of it forever. Now I just get to shape their minds. But that's awesome. What's the first thing you got to print on, or have you already printed?
So I haven't got the new one yet. I haven't been printing in about a year or so. I did make something for one of the fun butts. K-Funk wanted this, like, custom can holder from modeled after the, what's that game of Ore and Iron or something?
Or
Rock and Stone. Galactic something.
Yeah, when, like, they're okay. Yeah, I know, like, dwarves that are mine.
Yeah, yeah. So I made him a little cup holder thing once. But I don't know. I've done some other cool shit. Halloween decorations. I made plastic pumpkins and
nice. Speaking of K-Funk, shout out to K-Funk. I had to reach out to him because I had a pee-pee smelling air conditioner.
Oh.
So I reached out to him. He gave me some tips, which didn't work at first. But then, so K-Funk, this is for you. So I did what you said about the filter, and it didn't work. And I was like, oh. And then I went out and bought another air conditioner. And then I put that air conditioner in the other window without taking the other one out because I was lazy. And then my wife, like, a couple days later, turned the one that smelled like pee-pee on. Pee-pee smell gone. So I think ultimately what you suggested did work. It just took a while to, like, neutralize the odor. So now I get to return the other one and get my fucking $250 back.
Nice. And real quick, I will say happy birthday today for Mrs. K-Funk.
Oh, Mrs. K-Funk, happy birthday. K-Funk, why don't you give her some of that sweet, sweet cunnilingus you always brag about?
It's top notch, I'll tell you.
I've heard it. I've read the backs of catalogs. All right, that's a great one. Charles, number five.
My number five is model building. Like,
nice.
Yeah, this
in what capacity?
It's kind of in either building like Warhammer models or Warhammer models and painting. Same with like it goes right over to like building Gundams and even those type of model type things.
Okay, yeah.
Because this is something as like a kid, I loved the idea of like, oh, let's go buy this like monster truck or car model and do that. But then I don't want to do the painting part as a child. But like as an adult, I have friends, and I actually as a kid, I used to even play Warhammer. I just never painted them. I have friends now who still are painting and doing Warhammer stuff, and I see the shit they put together, and it's great. And the only thing that's keeping me from it is price point. It is, to build Warhammer models specifically, it is crazy expensive at this point. And then you have to do the other part of it, which is like the gaming part, fielding an army. I don't really care about that part, but like, it seems very cathartic to sit down and just paint these like tiny little models. Just like have a little time to yourself. Like, yes, the classic, I'm now painting your blue pants red or whatever. Like those type of things seem so cathartic to like do. And it seems like something you could shut your mind off of. But again, as a kid, I used to play Warhammer and I know how much it costs. I don't want to get back into that shit. Like it's so expensive. Just like this is one I had as a kid. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I still have one because I like started talking to one of my friends again and he still had them for some reason. So I ended up having them.
A lot of those guys are they're into 3D printing now because then you don't have to spend all that money.
Yeah, that is actually
as high of a quality. But if you get a resin printer, you can make some pretty intricate shit.
That is actually one of the things. Who owns Warhammer? I think it's like Wizards of the Coast.
Do they own it? Man, they own fucking everything. They got Magic everything and fucking Warhammer
and D&D.
Fuck, they just must sit on a fucking pile of money.
Smart.
I don't know who owns Warhammer anymore. Is it Wizards of the Coast? Nope, Games Workshop. Never mind.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't think they did.
Yeah, if they owned Warhammer, holy shit. I know Games Workshop was one of those people who were worried about 3D printing because, yes, you could. They had to like start patenting all their model designs so they wouldn't end up on like for people to print. But it just seems cathartic. Like, I don't even watch Gundam, but I want to build their models just because it's really cool.
I should watch Gundam. I heard it's awesome.
I know former host Logan's very into it now, apparently.
Oh, is he? Yeah. I haven't talked to Logan in a long time, which is usually what happens when people get involved with me. there's nothing wrong between me and Logan. It's just he doesn't live near me. And I did talk to him for a bit when I played Overwatch. I was like the only time like I ran into him is like he'd be on and like I'd jump into a game with him. But when I play, I'm playing with headphones on while my 3-year-old is like sleeping in the bed next to me. So I can't like get on the mic and chat.
Yeah.
I just fucking angrily type fucking different ways to spell friggin' slurs about people in the chat.
Oof.
Yeah, it's good. Man. It's good. I'm talking to like a fucking 10-year-old calling them a bundle of sticks. And they go, what? I go, Google it. And then I sign off.
You got to get around those filters.
Yeah. So far, so good. Will, I was going to ask you a question. Did you ever play Magic?
I did, actually, for a short period. Me and my late friend, Evan O'Neill, used to go to this card shop in Groveland, and they would run little tournaments. So we collected for a while. Since you brought it up, I remember this one time we went to the tournament, and my friend was getting so mad because there was this one kid there, big kid, oversized, fucking leaning
fatty, fat, arms boom, on the boom, table.
And my friend was so frustrated with losing to him. He's like, fucking Meat Hook's over here. Every time he puts his arms down, all the cards stick to his arms and he picks them up and he rearranges them. I swear, and he's like putting extra ones down.
Yo, I'm with your friend on that. I would be also fucking pissed.
So we referred to him as Meat Hooks from then on.
That's very funny.
What a name.
We should play. I got a lot of decks.
Yeah, I got to dig out my deck. I don't know where that is.
I only play Commander, though. That's the only thing. I don't play Standard. I only play Commander.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, it's It's just a format, but all the mechanics are the same. You could pick it up in 1 second, but you build your, it's like 100 card decks. You have a commander, which is like any legendary creature can be a commander, and you kind of like build a deck to support that commander and like, you know, the colors and all that stuff. And it's super, super fun. I played, the last time I played was a while ago, but I when I learned how to play, I was like, oh, I get why this game's so fucking popular, because it fucking rules. It's so much fun. I'd love to get into like some sort of like local, regular, or not even local. I don't know. Like, because I make like streaming services that you can play these games, right? Like online now, in some capacity. But
I never got into it. Never could.
It's great. It's a great, but the format's awesome. So, all right. Yeah. That's a good one, Charles. Mm-hmm. I hear that. All right. My number five is a quick one. Okay. I highly doubt that this would be like an ongoing hobby. It could be, I don't know, but this is something I'd love to do once. And I would love to build a ship in a bottle.
Hell yeah.
I think that is so fucking sick. It's crazy. It's fucking insane.
I don't understand how they do it.
Yeah, there's like fucking tools and like people do it all the time. And it's like such like a, I don't know. To me, it's just like, I don't know. I have, for some reason, I have this idea of building a ship in a bottle as like on a pedestal of accomplishment for like no reason. To me, it's like, I don't know. It's like there's like a level of status to it. And I feel like the only way you can build a ship in a bottle, and this is me being like armchair psychoanalysis, whatever, but like to me, my interpretation of building a ship in a bottle is like a testament that you have your shit in order in your life, because you can't commit the time and patience and serenity to building a ship in a bottle if your fucking life is like chaotic or like something's not right or whatever. That's just my interpretation of it. So to me, when I see like, this guy, like they're older. I think I've seen like two in my life and they were both with like patients of like when I delivered oxygen. But like when I saw them, like they were in like nice houses and like these people like definitely like were successful in their life and they fucking had these ships and bottles that they built. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Like I want to like, I don't know, when I'm like croaking on the bed, look over and be like, my ship in the bottle has been complete. And like, that's it. And then when I die, I want the bottle to disintegrate into ash and float into the sky.
I share that sentiment. My grandfather had one and it was always kind of a life goal of mine.
Yeah, it's so fucking cool. I swear to God, I guarantee it. If we start talking about this now, and for some reason our show got picked up by like a million people, which would be sick. Also, hey, everyone, listen to the show. Fucking do something. Tell your friends or whatever. God, what are you just fucking hoarding our show?
Hoarding.
But to me, I feel like building a ship in a bottle is the next Roman Empire for men. Where it's like, oh, have you ever thought about that? And like, I bet most guys would be like, yeah. I think I would do that. I think it'd be like, and it's, I think it would be shocking to a lot of like people that aren't men. So I'll say women. But it's true. I don't know. But yes, my number five, building a ship in a bottle. I'd love to do that. I don't know what kind of ship. A friendship.
A sturgeon. I don't know.
Some sort of frigate.
Relation.
A relationship. Yeah. A friendship. God, super fucking cool idea for me. Here we go. This is my brain. Here we go. A way to monetize this, right?
Yep.
Cool. What would be a super fucking niche idea? Ship in a bottle? Yeah. You can build a fucking friendship from Mortal Kombat in the bottle. Yep. You build the scene of like every character's like friendship in a bottle. And they go, what's that? I go, it's a ship in a bottle.
So it's sort of like a Gundam in a bottle, but Mortal Kombat.
Let's start building Gundams and bottles.
Has that been done?
Do they call those ships?
Probably. Let's find it on Etsy real quick.
No, but those are Gundams. They're not ships.
Oh. They are mobile. I was going to say maybe they're mobile ships. I don't know. Mobile, but it's mobile suit gun.
Anyway. So yeah. That's how my brain works. I was like, oh, cool. I would do that and have an Etsy store and I'd make a fucking, you know, a couple dozen dollars. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, number four.
That's a great pick. My number four is in line kind of with what you just said. And I wanted to stay off it a little bit. But woodworking in general.
Yeah. Yep.
This is actually my number one.
Number one. Wow. You look like it'd be your number one.
Carpentry. Like, I see
Jesus people, motherfucker over here.
Yeah. I wish I could, like, my dad has a whole workshop built up, but he's one of those dads that, like, if you want to learn from him, you just have to sit and watch him, you know, be stuck in that role of handing him tools all the time. He'll never actually teach you how to do anything. You just watch him work.
It's tough. That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. Like, I wish I have, like, dreams of, like, right now, our coffee table is way too fucking big. And so we're trying to downsize in our small ass apartment, but we're going to turn our shape. One. Yeah. I did think about that.
I want one of those so bad.
We're going to turn our Shea Lounger into our like mobile version, like footstool thing. But then speaking of a hobby, Jess and I like to like build puzzles. Then if we get rid of our coffee table, we have nowhere to do our puzzling. So I was like, oh, only if I had this like thing that would overlay top of the Shea Lounger and then become the coffee table. And I'm like, only if I knew how to like be a woodworker to build
this.
Just
put a piece of fucking plywood on it.
No, and that's the easy way. That's not craftsmanship.
No, but it solves a problem.
But yeah, I wish I could like build anything like that. I've watched videos of people building like elaborate coffee tables with like those like weird joints that require no nails, but they like stick together and will permanently hold those type of joints. I wish I could do any of that shit. I feel like it's one of those hobbies you either have to, I don't know, be an old man at this point, an older generation, or give up your whole life and become a carpenter at this point, and invest thousands of dollars into tools.
Well, the investment part I'll agree with, but you can actually get going in this stuff pretty easily these days, thanks to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I, you know, this was my pick. I was a carpenter for a long time, but for work, not for fun, you know. So what I'm more interested in is setting up a workshop to make like furniture.
Yeah.
You know, getting a nice dado blade on my table saw and making rabbets and routering out some dovetail joints, like you said, you know, the joints without fasteners.
Yeah.
And just being able to create like a nice piece of furniture. And I don't know if you have any of these types of things in your family, but they get passed down and as long as it's built right, it's good forever.
We have like, granted my dad made them, but we have stuff that like we plan on carrying down to like other generations. My dad made, he made custom like height measuring boards for my nieces. So like my oldest niece, she has a giraffe and they have like current, it's all carved and painted. And then my youngest niece has like a unicorn version of it as well. And he just did it all by hand. He drew onto the piece of wood and then sat there and just built it. I'm like, I don't know what's missing in my connection to like not do that. Besides living
in an apartment. Very prohibitive to woodwork.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of my hobbies are because I'm in an apartment, so I can't really do it.
This is something I'm actually looking to get into soon too, because I am getting a new shed and I can't wait for that because I don't have a garage. And all my tools are in the basement, and to carry your chop saw, your table saw all the way outside to do a little project, it's a pain in the ass. So I do have a nice 10x16 shed getting delivered in the next week or two. Ooh. So I'm going to be able to store all the lawn equipment and everything and still have half of it for shopping around.
So
you're more than welcome to come by once I get set up, Charles. We'll bang out some coasters.
Some coasters, and then from there, we're moving right to canoe.
And so I was inspired by this because a neighbor of mine across the street, there's these three brothers and the father that have been, you know, working with their hands their whole lives. They're very talented, very smart guys. Yeah. They have like a this old house style shop. I mean, every single tool you could ever imagine, all organized in its place. And they kind of back to the ship in a bottle. It's not in a bottle, but they do have the world's largest recreation of the USS Constitution in their garage.
Damn.
And the level of intricacy, it's mind blowing. You look, it's a piece of art. It's just like, wow, you guys built this? And they're like, yeah, you know, it took a long time. And I'm like, but it's fucking phenomenal.
There's just little, whatever
like, the
about
tiniest
it.
Little ropes like wrapped around shit, you know, the rigging Damn. And all that. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. I like your ship in the bottle. Mine is like, I would love to have a, I was joking about it. I'd love to be able to make my own canoe just to, that, just that to have cool. it. Just be like, yeah, I made this canoe and be like, holy shit. Bam. That's my number one with carpentry.
Damn.
This moves on to my number. Yeah. Moves on to my number four, which is, mine is, knitting and sewing.
Oh God.
Yo.
Gay.
I like
while running. So,
yeah.
While running.
You know what? Sadly, that is probably a Guinness World Record is like, run a marathon while knitting.
And that's ain't a
I actually don't hate this. I actually think knitting is pretty cool.
I know how to like the most advanced thing I know how to do is I can sew a button back onto like my shirts and stuff, which I took a YouTube video to learn how to do that. But I wish I have dreams of like being able to tailor my own clothes because I would just love to be able to know how to do that. I don't know how to sew. Knitting sounds like a nice way to just sit around and like spend time. Cause as a creative person, if I can't just sit and watch TV anymore, I have to be doing something. So knitting would just be like sitting there, just killing time. Like, what are you knitting? I don't know. Just a fucking another scarf, I guess.
So do you want to know the world record?
Yeah. What's the world record for marathon while knitting?
So a Missouri graphic design professor set a record for knitting a scarf while running in a marathon, completing the Kansas City Marathon in 5 hours, 48 minutes, while knitting an approximately 12-foot-long scarf.
12-foot-long shit.
That's fucking impressive.
That's impressive. There's a bunch of marathon world records of, like, running it backwards, juggling, bouncing a basketball. Thank God my marathon time is faster than that. I was about to be really pissed. If it was, like, 3.5 hours, I'm like, this son of a bitch. How good is that scarf? Yeah, I don't know. This is like one of those things. It's a hobby that comes in handy when you do have to repair something. Like you ripped your jeans or something. Like you can't just stick a needle in something and like, oh, that's a little threaded together. It just doesn't. Yeah. I would love to get better at this. My mom used to know how to knit and sew. And this is one of those things like I wish I had her teach me before she passed because all that information gone.
My mother is also big into knitting and sewing. That was kind of her, you know, dream job. To be a fashion designer. So all my clothes when I was young, she made them.
Oh, that's right. That was one of your confessions.
Yeah. Wearing dresses. Man,
that's cool, though. But yeah, knitting and sewing. My number four. Matt. Like
my number four. So this one is something, Will, you might be interested in. Charles, I think less so. And this is kind of like a broad category of things all kind of centralized around the same item, but I want to get into doing some like cool fucking Raspberry Pi shit.
This is my number three.
Oh, is it?
I'll let you talk about it, but yeah.
I was like, you wouldn't even like it anyway. And then you're like, it's on my list.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I don't want to keep talking for three things in a row. You go for it.
I do dabble in this, by the way. It goes along with 3D printing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. But Raspberry Pis, for those who don't know, they're just tiny little computer boards that are, when handled the right way, can be incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. You can hide them in a lot of stuff. There's a lot of it's a big hobby unto itself. You can make like smart mirrors yourself with them. You can make them into like integrated media centers for your entire house. They can be storage. It can do anything you want it to do in a very, very tiny form factor. One of the things that a lot of people do with it is they make like gaming centers out of them that, you know, with like emulators that run like, I don't know, every system other than current gen. And they're really cool. And I've always wanted to do something with them, but I haven't because I literally have like analysis paralysis on what I want to do with it. It's like if someone gave me like the biggest book of all my favorite CDs ever, I wouldn't even listen to any of them because I couldn't pick which one to put in. That's where I'm at with it, but I'd love to get into it. Mm-hmm. I'd love to use it. I'd actually love to do something with it. I think I'd like to make some sort of like a cool integrated gaming system in like some, you know, collectible mashup something or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. So I also thought about making the mirror because there's like a good YouTube video on how to do it. Yeah. And that's just something to be kind of neat in the house. But they're super cool. But Charles, what do you yeah. What say you?
Mine was into this because I had a former coworker who he's into this shit. He builds Raspberry Pis and integrates them into his house and stuff all the time. He built one. he basically integrated it where it would put out this little hand to turn on his home computer when no one was home. Like if he had to remote back into his home computer, it would just be this little thing.
Recently,
it was just a little hand that like just went out and just boop and turned on his computer for him at home. But I was talking to him and when I lived by myself and my dog was home by herself all day, I could either buy one of those automatic dog treat things, which costs like $100 plus. He's like, or you could just buy a Raspberry Pi. And he's like, I could quickly show you how to put this together to where it would just automatically, like you would just hit a button and a treat would pop out. I would want to get into this stuff, but I feel like my brain does not like work that way with electronics to like figure out how to put them together. But yeah, I'd love to build a mirror. I'd love to build like a whole I want to build one of those basically it's a gaming table that you can put a cheap like big monitor underneath and now you have a D&D like table to play on. That's like my ideal thing to work with. But yeah, I just know you can do anything with these little things and I feel like I need someone to like hold my, basically YouTube to hold my hand and walk me through how to do anything.
Man, YouTube's great.
I've got a couple outstanding mm-hmm. projects that I've been trying to do with Raspberry Pis and some other microcontroller I can't think of right now. One of them was, this is actually, I think what made me buy my first 3D printer is a tiny little television in the style of the Simpsons TV.
That works.
And a little screen. Yeah. And you put the Raspberry Pi in there, load every episode of The Simpsons onto it, and then just, you turn it on, and it just plays throughout the whole
that's awesome.
Epilogue.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you know what? I'll do it.
I got to finish that. I have all the stuff to do it. I ran into some hiccups when I first tried and kind of just gave up. But yeah, those things are sweet.
Yeah. They are very cool. If you don't know what it is, check it out. Maybe you'll be into it. They sell kits, right? It's not even like you need to be like a techie IT person. Like if there's people that make it very accessible for people to go do something with one, and they're not expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're and fairly cheap.
If you know Linux, you already got a head start.
Yeah,
I do not. I don't know any computer programming. That's like my big hiccup.
It's not too difficult, but it is a little bit of a learn.
Yeah, once you get used to it, it's like anything else. I'm way better at Linux now than I was like a year ago. that and Bash, my go-to now. Yeah. Okay. Will, number three.
My number three is hobby horsing.
I don't know what that means.
Like hobby horsing is running around in a horse arena on a fucking stick horse, like an absolute buffoon. God. That's what I want to do.
You don't.
Well, think of the one bright side of it. This is where I'm going. I don't like the majority of people that I meet. So if I can open conversations with, yeah, I'm really into hobby horsing, and like two sentences later, you never have to talk to that motherfucker again.
Yeah. Once you explain it.
No, but this shit's wild, and it's pretty popular. It's just like little kids, you know, mm-hmm. usually like 12 to like 15-year-old girls, it looks like. And they run on a stick horse and they jump over gates. Like, what the uh-huh. fuck is going on in this world?
I don't know. Sometimes when I see like organized something that looks so ridiculous, I'm baffled that it even exists, especially to the degree where it's organized and people are participating.
This is I equivalent this to the people who play Quidditch in real life, yep. just running yeah. around on brooms. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah. You got to be some kind of deranged equinophile to be doing this shit. I mean, uh-huh. imagine galloping around in front of a fucking crowd like a doofus and you trip over one of the gates. That should be enough shame to make a normal person just contemplate quitting everything.
This is literally a bit in Bob's Burgers. Tina rides her imaginary horse at because the horse at horse riding like summer camp is a dick, so she just rides her imaginary horse and then she does trip, and then they get back on and everyone's like, oh my god, she's so brave.
You got to get back on the proverbial stick.
Yeah.
I hope these people get splinters in their cunts. And you know what else? One last piece.
So, go on.
Like I mentioned, they're like well-organized events, competitive mm-hmm. events, and they have fucking judges. And let me tell you.
How do you get...
if you're a judge of how well a little girl plays horsey, you need to just be deleted. You're not bettering society. You're a pedo walking in daylight.
I was like, what list are you on right now? I don't know. How do you...
we're going to ride the horsey. Oh, you just sound good.
What qualifications do you have to be a judge of that?
I was a champion horse rider my whole life. I love watching the kids go up and down.
Tammy's gait is looking extra crispy today.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the little outfit.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a creepy fucking thing altogether.
100%. Charles.
Yes.
Go on. Are you up or are you all done?
Yeah, my number three was Raspberry Pi. So it's on to your number three. I really only have one more to go.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah. So my number three. I very much want to get into this one. I've taken some steps to try to get into it. Mm-hmm. And I haven't kept up with it, but I'd love to do it. This one goes to our namesake of who gave us the idea for this episode, CJ Doubleday. But I've always wanted to, and I would really like to get into magic.
Yeah.
like coin and card magic specifically.
You dabbled CJ, for a while.
I did for a little bit. CJ is a really good card magician.
Nice.
He needs to post videos because I actually do want to see.
I told him to. He never does. He's super into it, and he's really good. And like I remember seeing him do it, and I was like, because I've always wanted to do it, and then like he did, I was like, fuck, no, I want to do it even more. But like coin magic and like all that stuff, because it's just like practice, right? It's just like dexterity uh-huh. and stuff in your hands, and it's so fucking cool. I think it's so is fucking it? Baller.
Is it?
It is cool. No, fucking hobby horsing. Get out of here. But I have like a DVD on like coin magic that I bought in San Diego when I was the only time I was out there. It was like the only thing I bought. I was like walking and I was like, oh, a coin magic DVD. Four discs, huh? Must be the whole fucking thing.
It's the whole craft.
Yeah. So I have it all in my, actually I have it in a Google Drive. I can watch it anytime I want. I got to get another like half dollar though to practice with.
Yeah, I wish I was good at like sleight of hand magic because yeah, it seems
so
like
cool.
It seems like a neat skill just to have in general, just to be able to do. But again, dexterity with your hands to do stuff. But like, yeah. I don't know if it'd be impressive. I feel like that's just one of those things to break out at a random party real quick, and everyone goes, "Oh,
yeah,
and that's it. You only have to do one. That's it. That's all you got."
You know what it is like not to cut you off, but like hold on a second. Ooh. I think someone's coming down. Or not.
Big reveal? No?
No.
Oh.
The people's reaction. It's so satisfying. It's such like a dopamine hit when you like pull off a trick and they're like, whoa! Whoa, my God!
Yeah. You know what, though? And I don't know if this is racist or not, but black people responding to magic is my favorite.
No. Black people, they have the best response to most everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the only people who were shitbags at like haunted houses are always shitty fucking white like 13, 14 year old kids or some fucking bro dude. But fucking black people, they're there to have a fucking great time and they are the most fucking fun. They're mm-hmm. the best people at haunted houses. They are the fuck and they're so fucking they're like I said, they're there to have a good time and they appreciate you doing what you do. to give them a good time. And they rule.
I think, Matt, I dabbled in a little magic back when, you know, David Blaine was big. Just out of high school or maybe
you made a couple dabbling. Things.
No, he just put his head in like a fucking bowl of water for longer than other people.
This was before he started doing those weird stunts, which are still pretty incredible. But as I kind of stopped fucking around with it, because as you found out soon after when you dabbled, finding people to fucking practice on becomes very difficult. People, hey, can I show you a trick? It's like, oh, fucking hey, yeah. Leave me alone.
I can see it. I can see it in your hand. Fuck! All right, I'll try. Hold on.
Yeah. I used to have the Houdini deck and the biting quarter.
I don't want any fucking, I don't want like shit like that. I want to like do, I want it to all be sleight of hand. Well, or asterisk, another thing that I think is cool is like manipulation, like card manipulation, or even like pen, like fucking like the shit people do with pens. Like fucking twirl it. Oh my God. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. But yeah, I think it's cool. I like magic. I don't know. It's a performative art, so it's right up my alley. It's great. I love it.
Nice.
So, Will, number two?
Well, ta-da. My number two is one that I'll never do. I'm pretty sure. I think I would have had to get into this at a younger, more fit stage of life. But Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Nah, you can still get into it. This is my honorable mention is mainly this, but martial arts in general. Everyone's still into it.
I couldn't get into it.
you don't have shoulders.
I don't have any joints.
This is also a thing I cannot spell ever. Okay, there we go. Jiu-Jitsu.
But how cool does it sound? Hey, I'm going to go roll with my homies.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm gonna go wrestle my friends like a fucking queer.
But. The thing is, you can get fucked up in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Like, sure, it's just grappling, but like people get their noses broken and like black eyes and stuff just easily.
Have you either of you seen? And I'm sorry to all the jiu-jitsu people out there, but have either of you seen the guy who enters jiu-jitsu competitions and doesn't play along?
Doesn't pull guard or anything. Yeah.
Exposes how fucking much of like a little bit of a joke it is. Because people like go to grab his collar and he just fucking smacks their hand away. And he doesn't get on the ground with them and just waits for them to like make this one fuck up. And then he just pounces on them. But like people try to grab and like do the stuff and he just fucking keeps like, doesn't let them. And then people get fucking pissed. Like, what are you doing? They're like, no. Like, I'm trying to like fight you here. I'm not going to let you do it. And when that happens, it kind of doesn't work.
Yeah.
I have seen that. That's funny.
It's very funny. I mean, I'm sure the holds in general, like to have the knowledge of them and like if they presented themselves in a way that you could execute on them organically, cool. It's good to know that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be hard to get into that position in like a real scenario.
I feel like in like if you are a person who somehow apparently still gets into, if you're in your late 30s to 40s and up and you're still getting into fights on the streets, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I feel like is a good safehold to be like, if you're already good at not getting punched in the face, if you can wrestle someone down, you're golden. Like if you can control them. But like, yeah.
Right. But wouldn't that be more of just like, I don't see Jiu-Jitsu as being like a very much of like a big, like the way that they take people down, I don't, it's not like shooting and wrestling, right? Wrestling, that makes sense. You shoot, you grab their legs, you wrestle them to the ground. Cool. I think that'll work on anyone if you're fast enough.
Better
judo. But like if someone grabs like my shirt, unless they're so fucking quick and powerful, they grab my shirt, I'm just going to grab their wrists and not let them move their hands anymore. Like that's my instinctual reactions. Like you're not going to twist my shit. Like I have your hands now. Like, now we're both in this. Now we're basically going to kiss because we're so close. Maybe I kiss him. Maybe that's
most adorable robbery.
That's right. Put your hands up.
You know, I came here to steal your money, but you stole my heart.
So I think it's cool as like a fitness thing. I think it's a cool hobby. Yeah. I just don't buy it as like a legit like martial art form unless the other person. And I think the matches itself are cool. I think if as long as you recognize the fact that everyone in like this tournament are playing by this set of rules, then I think it's cool. I think it's like, cool. And it's like any other game, right? But as this guy exposes this fucking thing, he just goes there and he got like second place or something like that. And he just kind of like didn't want to like ruin everyone's life. But YouTube it, it's really funny.
I've taken a couple classes because I got like a free pass to a local gym and took them. It's honestly one of the hardest things I've done mentally because it's a physical challenge, but like being also able to know how to work around someone's holds. Yeah. When they actually like you're on now on your back and I'm in your guard mounting you, not sexual at all. But to like work around people. Yeah. It was mentally challenging on top of like physically. But yeah, I wish I could get back into any martial arts at this point.
One thing that kind of prevents me from wanting to go do something like this is that episode of Seinfeld when Kramer starts karate, but he has to start with all the white belts who are children.
Uh-huh. And he's just the fuck out of them.
Toss them around like ragdolls.
So I took Taekwondo for 16 years. I don't know when I actually stopped practicing.
How much more do you need?
I was a second degree black belt at that point.
I feel like this hobby's been completed.
It has. Yeah, that one has. I'd love to get into Muay Thai kickboxing, but I don't want to.
Yeah, that'll fuck some people up. That'll fuck one I can see up. some real practical applications there.
Yeah. I also don't get into fights on the streets anymore.
I'm in fights with women on the trail.
Yes. Where I'm bigger and stronger than most people. Yeah, as a kid, I can tell you, I took classes against adults, and sometimes you have to spar an adult. And sometimes those adults don't give a shit if you're a kid. No. So, especially if you're a big kid who's bigger than most of the kids his age. So,
there you go.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, martial arts.
Yeah, I see your point, Matt. I can't imagine somebody coming up behind, you know, pushing you and going, "Give me your fucking wallet," and then you just lay down on your back with your legs up, like, "Okay, let's go."
Good luck.
I might scare them off.
Right. My wallet's in my back pocket, which I'm laying down on.
But yeah,
get my guard.
It'd be a fun hobby. I don't think I'll ever do it, but
do like a free beginners like a free class with like all like you and Zumba moms.
Yeah,
that might be a good like bro day.
Yeah, well, I'll go and I'll just heckle because again my shoulders won't let me do anything else. I go, yeah, grab his ass, there you go, give him the dick twist, grab his dick and twist it. Charles, you're done?
No, I got He's one good. More. This is my last one.
All right, let's hear it.
Martial arts was in my honorable mention. My number two, and this is fast approaching. The minute I have space for this, it's happening. I'm getting into Legos. Whether my fiance Ooh. Likes it or not, I am fucking getting into it.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Somebody's got money.
Yo, this is why I'm like getting it. I like pass them every time I go to Target, any store. I like just do a quick walk by just to see what kits are there. I love all the new icon stuff they're putting out. Like you can make the Titanic, you can make Rivendell, you can make Hogwarts Castle. They came out with one and so my birthday's coming up in July and I keep just mentioning it to Jess over and over again. They made the Tower of Barad-dûr from Lord of the Rings. It's the one with the eye on the top. It's fucking $500 and 2.5 feet tall. And I'm like, I want this. This is all I want. I don't want anything else. And she's like, where are we going to put it? I was like, I don't know. I'll find a spot in our apartment where I will put it. But the minute we have space, I'm fucking getting into it. And yes, it's expensive, but woo, I want to build this shit.
That's why I haven't. Because I totally agree with you. I think it's awesome. But man.
Oh my God.
Someone with my personality, it's like, I'm just like a, I'm an obsessive person. So if I got if I got into Legos, I'd be dropping a ton of fucking money on it. And I can't do that.
Yeah.
But they are fucking, they do.
Like I said, that kit I want is $500.
Yeah.
That is a quarter of my rent currently.
Again, that's a meal and a half at Davios.
Isn't this kind of the same as your number four?
No, model kit building. No. That's glue. Legos are very different.
All right. I totally agree. Different meanings. Yeah.
The Lego thing, I think, is a little strange. But
it's coming back around. Yeah.
I, coming up, was a Kinect kid. So.
That's like being a Zune person. And also, you're fucking an Android person, too. You're such a fucking outsider contrarian on literally everything that's like acceptably like agreed upon to be the best.
Yeah.
I don't like Pepsi, though.
You like Dr. Pepper?
You're Dr. Pepper.
Diet Coke?
Diet Coke. That's the number one.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Well, okay.
Kinect is also just the safe version of an Erector set at this point.
That's true. That's true. But the kits were real fun to build.
Yeah. But yeah, I want a Lego kit. There's even one thing right now. It's only $60, but it's it's the ones you can make two different kits out of. It's a Harry Potter thing. It's either you can make the like Harry Potter's Patronus or you can make a wolf Patronus, which I'm like, I just want to do that, but I don't want to spend $60 on something that's like this big.
It's pretty big for $60,
but still I'm like $60, or I could, you know, get groceries for the like, you know. So
yeah, but if you do that, then you have to take one apart, and taking Legos apart is a fucking nightmare.
You get that tool.
Yeah.
Little tool.
Take it apart. Once I built
the chipped fingernails I had growing up trying to fuck it.
Or use your teeth, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, take my teeth out and pry them apart.
I lost a tooth as a kid, baby tooth, like pulling Legos apart with my teeth. Stop doing that after that. So
I'm not even a big Lego fan or a Star Wars fan, but I've always wanted to do the Millennium Falcon Lego set.
That's an $800 set. I looked it up. I was like, holy, who's paying that?
It's a lot of pieces.
It's a lot of pieces. Yeah. And I have two cats. How am I going
to? I think, I don't know what the status is on this, but I'm pretty sure Lego's moving its headquarters to Boston.
They're also currently building a factory outside of Richmond in Virginia right now.
They were somewhere else about this. I remember thinking this because I was remember being like, oh man, I wonder if they, when their office is all built, they're gonna need like IT people. But no, I haven't.
They are moving. They're putting a new office beginning mid 2025, completed by end of 2026. In Boston. Yo, if they're hiring video people, I'm jumping on this. I don't want to live near Boston, but
live near me.
Yeah.
You can worry about crime like me.
Yeah. I've run in Lynn Woods before. That's where Jess used to run all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that place is nice, even though people constantly get lost in it. Mm-hmm. Actually, two people died over there.
Oh.
They jumped in the water and they got like tangled up in like the weeds and they died, which I guess happens pretty regularly.
Death by tangled weeds?
God. It happens all the time.
That's basically shit. Death by icky toes.
Yeah. I touched like seaweed once in a lake and I fucking, actually know why? Because our friend fucking, I can't swim. I historically cannot swim. And fucking Justin pushed me off the fucking dock.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time like I ever like touched seaweed. I fucking hated it and I was so fucking mad.
Yeah. Yeah, that lake seaweed is really rough.
That's why I don't go swimming in lakes. The ocean that's or nothing at all.
That's a good one. Legos are legit.
Seaweed.
Yeah. So what am I up on number two?
You're number two.
All right. My number two is, again, another broad one, but this is like it's something I used to do professionally. I'd like to get back into it. But I'd like to do prop building.
Nice.
Whether for myself or just like making pieces that to like sell or even to like get commissioned on.
That's a big thing for, what are they called? Not the role players. Whatever.
Cosplayers.
Cosplayers, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like, I would love to have like a shop, right? And like have like a little business thing where people commission me for like, I don't know, a gun from a game. Or, and like I have all my, like that would put me into 3D printing and like foam carving and all that stuff. And I love doing that stuff. And like, I've always had a knack for it. I've always been good at it. I've always applied it to like haunted house shit. And that's the other thing too. Like I'm already plugged into like the whole haunted house community for New England and like basically the East Coast. I'd just be like, oh, hey, I built this fucking sick thing. Do you want it? Or you want to buy it or whatever? And I could make a ton of like cool shit that I enjoy making. And then I can actually see it. I would like to make stuff that gets used, right? Like whether it's in like, cosplay or something, but prop making is fucking rad, and I have too much history in it, and I know like all like resin pours and like silicone work and you know sculpting and molding and all that stuff, and it's just like I don't want to like lose all those skills and just have them just kind of like how I am with playing guitar. I spent so much time playing guitar and I got to such a level playing guitar, and now I don't play at all. And I'd like to not have that happen with, you know, prop making and whatnot.
Yeah, this is a skill I'm like envious of, because a couple of years ago, cosplaying would have been on this list for me because I think it's neat. It's fun. There are like characters out there that would be fun. But like I don't have didn't want to pay the money to have stuff built, didn't have the skills to like build some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Because some of it's really cool. I would love to have just model versions of things from games in general. And yeah. I know they don't make them like out of the store. So I think it'd be awesome to have.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at with that. That's another reason why I don't cosplay is because mm-hmm. I would go too crazy with it. I'd be like,
be
oh,
intense.
Yeah. The only thing I've ever wanted to cosplay, and I still am trying to think of the best way to do it, is I want to go to like a video game convention as like Wind Man from Mega Man. I mean, I want to have a giant working fan in my chest. any concept I've come up with, the suit is massive. It's like, I don't want to be in that.
Oh yeah. This would be a gigantic suit.
Absolutely huge.
You'd be very popular if it was a warm day though.
Yeah. I just think I want the fan to be 100% working.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, so prop making is my number two. And also like, I don't know if you get good enough, movie studios reach out to mm-hmm. small prop makers all the time, just to get like one thing done. Just because like, oh, this shop is like backed up. We need more prop makers. And like, oh, have these people, what are they good at? This? Oh, we need this. Have them do this. And it's like, oh, cool. And it's like, oh, that thing that was in that movie for 1 second, I did that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
But yeah, so that's my number two. Will, number two?
My number one.
Number one. What was your number two?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, that's right.
My number one is out there. It's base jumping.
I didn't know you had a death wish.
I mean, that's like the ultimate sport, isn't it?
Nah, fuck sport. This. You'll never catch me jumping out of anything with a parachute.
These guys, they go out and they climb buildings in the middle of the city, you know, and once they get like halfway up, all they can do is like get to the top, even if the police see them.
And then jump off.
And then just jump before they get there.
Nah.
But yeah, I just feel like it takes a lot more than just jumping off a cliff, obviously. You got to have the utmost faith in your equipment inspections, and mm-hmm. you're risking it all for that rush. That's, you know, what other sport can give you the rush of, shit, I hope I don't die, but this is fun for now.
I'm not backing this at all because I am terrified of like skydiving, base jumping. I'm not into it. Like that is my fear personified, which is just falling to the ground. So there's no way I'd ever like base jumping is incredibly dangerous.
Are you a fan of like roller coasters and things like that?
Yes.
So you like that feeling?
I'm not a fan of drop towers though. I hate it.
Gotcha there.
Roller coasters for some reason, perfectly fine with. I think they're amazing, but like a drop tower, mainly the ones where you're just sitting in a chair and they just lower you up and they just hate it. Like my heart rate is peaked the whole time.
If you're a big fan of like the craziest rides at the theme park, I think this is the next step, you know, parachuting out of a plane first, I guess. And then the ultimate is base jumping.
Yeah. Just jumping off a bridge.
And all the adrenaline junkies, you know, I think even Travis Pastrano did it, here and there.
Is he the one who did it without a parachute?
Oh, I don't know if that was him, but I do recall that.
Somebody did that where they jumped out of a plane and...
In a squirrel suit?
No, not even a squirrel suit. Someone jumped out of a plane without a parachute on and then basically clung on to, like was free falling and then clung on to someone else and then they had the parachute. Oh. I don't know who that was. It's stupid. Because you better be lucky like Peggy Hill. Just hit the ground and be perfectly fine.
I just think it's the ultimate adrenaline rush. So
I could see it. Like I get that part, but
a lot of the stuff on our list was, you know, cathartic and, you know, easygoing.
Crafty.
The other side of hobbies, you know, is action sports and shit like that.
That's why I don't know if people figured most of my list is going to be like into other stuff, but it's like, I already do rock climbing. I do hiking, running. I do all the active shit. And if I need to do any of them, I can just go rent them. But like, yeah, that type of stuff, not into. Oh,
I don't know.
Same with like free soloing. That's another insane thing. Yo, I know. We know, like, me and my buddy know like one person who's done it. And I'm like, nope, the only way I'll do it is a thing called a deep water soloing. So deep water soloing are the rock walls that basically they overhang and over water. So you climb up a little bit, they're maybe like 20 to 30 feet like routes. You climb up and then either you get to the top and you top out, or you just fall and you just jump right back into the water. Like, I could do that, but not free soloing El Cap, which a lot of free soloers will be base jumpers as well.
I would assume that goes hand in hand.
Yes.
Bunch of lunatics.
Yeah. I could see the appeal, though, like getting on top of the tallest building in Abu Dhabi and just jumping off of that bad boy.
Yeah. Imagine you get to the top of a building, you get the police after you, you get 3 stars in Grand Theft Auto, and you just squirrel suit away and they fucking cut your shit, oh, and shit, run. And like, who was that guy? We'll never know.
Yeah. I respect my
number
it.
One. Right. Yeah. My number one was carpentry, which you've already gone over. So just Matt.
All right, my number one in this, if I only do one of the ones that I've listed, I want it to be this one because I love it. It kind of goes along with prop making, I suppose. But my number one hobby I'd like to get into, I think I've mentioned this before, is diorama making.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Diarrhea making as a hobby. I mean, figure out the best ways to get it. No, so like watching high-end diorama videos. I built haunted houses, right? I love atmosphere. I love building scenes. Like that's my favorite thing to do. And I'd love to do it just on like a miniature scale in like incredible detail and just learning all the tricks and trades of like, oh, how to make water look like this and, you know, how to do this and that. And it's like, oh man, that's fucking insane. And they're so good. And like the goal for me is like, I want to be able to take a photo at scale and have people not know if it's real or fake, right? Just be like, oh, this is just a picture of outside, or this is a picture of something. It's like, no, that's like in like a, you know, a 2x2 foot box or something, you know? And then my business idea for it, where I ruin everything that I think is fun, is I want to open a store. And this is my idea. If anyone takes my idea, I'll fucking kill you. This is going out there. It's in perpetuity. This episode will be dated. Anyway, because I'm also a fan of collectibles, I would love to have a business where I make high-end diorama settings for people's like collectible statues or whatever. Like if they have like a statue of like, I don't know, like anything, any Marvel character. And I just put it in a fucking, in a background that from that character, from like some famous, you know, panel or something, or just something that fits the character just to kind of enhance the display of that piece. I'd love that. Cause I have a ton of collectibles and I like, yes, that's cool. You put them in like a shelf and they sit there and it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. But you know, what'd be even better is like that, like the thing that it sat in was also like a collectible. And you know, just enhance the aesthetic of that piece. So that's where I'm at.
I think you should take like the Simpsons living room and create a diorama and use a Raspberry Pi to make like the TV and lights functional and put it in a bottle.
Put it in a bottle. I'll put it in one of those fucking wine jug making bottles, those big ass ones. Yeah. How would you get a Raspberry Pi in the bottle?
Ooh, that's tough.
I feel like every other piece could be done.
There's another hobby, glass blowing.
I got to, yeah, but then what do I do? I still don't know how to get it in there.
Well, then you like, can you re-blow the glass once you've blown it?
I don't know. Can you cut glass and then put it back together?
You can. I don't know about hiding the seam, though.
Right. That's what they pay me the big bucks for, because I can hide the seam. but yeah, I YouTube some like realistic photo, like photorealistic diorama stuff of like, I don't know, trains or like cliffs with waterfalls, and it's fucking incredible. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my number one for sure.
This is a huge market on Etsy, and like all of them are great quality. A lot of them are like resin like lamps out, so they'll do like the diorama and then enclose it so it becomes like a light up thing. So that's, I guess that's where the raspberry, you could also Raspberry Pi it that way too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But
honorable mention for me there, since you mentioned it, trains. When I was a kid, my dad built me, this amazing train table in the basement that took up a quarter of the basement. And it had a little hole in the middle where I could pop my head up like the little conductor and run the trains, and it had fake mountains and shit.
Oh, dude.
So big ups to dad for doing that.
I dated a girl who lived with her grandparents, and her grandfather had a huge model train set downstairs, like replica town and everything. And he always had it covered, never would run it, even when you asked. Like, he was one of those people, like, once he completed it, he was like, no one gets to fuck with it now. Like, no one plays with this thing ever. It drove me crazy every time, like, I was over there and saw it. And I was like, I just want to, like, lift up and just see the train go once. That's all I need. All right.
Yeah. Looks like we got a ton of fun butt lists that rolled in.
Oh, we got a good amount. We went from two last week to everybody.
The power of the topic, I suppose.
Yeah. All right. And if you want to submit a list and have it read, go to top5odessa.com, join the Discord. First up, we have Mike D. Number five, running. I really wish I didn't hate it so much. Four, boxing. Three, surfing, which is, that's fair. I wish I had that type of balance. Two, cooking beyond the basic of making things I like to eat. And number one, airbrushing. I've been painting my goalie masks for a while and would love to learn how to do stuff like the pros have. Yo, Mike.
That would be cool.
Oh, my cats are fighting. I don't know if it picked that up or not. if he has painted goalie masks, post that shit on the Discord. Next up, we have Daniel Sepultura. Five, getting back into playing guitar. Lots of Spanish rock he wants to learn. Four, learning how to play chess better. Three, going to the gym. Two, cooking/baking. Fast food is expensive. Stop buying. Why? Come on, guys. Number one, pottery. He's seen people make vases out of clay, and it looks so cool.
Like in Ghost.
Yeah. Next up, we have Ryan Brown. Good morning, bud. Way to wake up and submit a list again.
I think he is getting up early just for this. So.
Just for this. Number five, playing video games made after 2003. That's fair.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Four, nature photography. That is like, I have a bunch of friends who are either nature photography or birds. Like, I don't know. They hit an age and all of a sudden they just started taking bird photos. Three, skeet shooting. That's fair. Two, yo mama. Everybody else seems into it. And number one, fiction writing, which is respectable. That's a hobby I do when I don't pick it up enough. Next up, we have Don Spaguli, which I haven't seen in a very long time. Welcome back. He's saying he's going outside the box. These are hobbies he used to do, dropped, and would like to get back into. Number five, rubber band plane building. I don't know what that is. You can build rubber band powered planes out of balsa and tissue paper that weigh less than a penny. They can stay flying for upwards of 20 minutes. What? All right. I did not know that. Yeah.
Neither did I.
Number four, the gym. Three, backpacking. I used to go for weeks at a time. Great way to be in nature. You get very stinky and covered in bugs. Sounds like my Saturdays. Two, cycling. I used to ride every day and built all my own bikes. And number one, sim racing. I used to have a whole wheel and pedal set up and race competitively. Way cheaper than racing real cars. Sim racing is something I also wish I could get into, but I'm not paying for all that.
You got a moderate setup I don't use.
You ever watch We're Gonna Lose on YouTube?
No.
He's just a troll. And one of my favorite, I think I talked about him on the show. I'll watch hours of his fucking content. Mm-hmm. But one of the things he does is he does like the sim racing stuff. And like at the start of the race, he just goes backwards, and he's like, ah, fuck. He's always like, ah, fuck, my pedal's back. Someone switched my pedals. It's like, and people are like, what the fuck? Or he'll just be like, yeah, that guy's a fucking dick. And it's like, he's so fucking funny. But YouTube that, We're Gonna Lose. The sim racing shit is hilarious.
I'll have to look it up.
Somebody's hacking me.
Next up, we have gray. Number 5, woodworking. 4, running, biking. 3, making my own video game. That's daunting. I had a friend who made his own app, and that took him over a year just to make a simple one. 2, building miniatures, sets, / dioramas. And 1, skateboarding.
Real quick, Charles, you skipped over Mitch Mint there.
Oh, the freshest of the fun
excuse
butts?
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Next up, we have Mitch Mint, freshest of the fun butts. 5, painting models / minis. 4, baking. I can cook well, but baking is a mystery to me. I am the other way around. 3, making stuff for cosplay. 2, woodworking. 1, learning other languages.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. Next up, we have Mashin. 5, going to the gym. Let's face it. I love to hate it, but love to go when I have time. But hey, I can always start Monday. 4, linguist. I want to learn multiple languages. 3, grilling. Not a big fan, but would love to learn. 2, auto mechanic. I already tinker with some things, but I would love to actually learn the trade. And YouTube is a great way to learn how to work on cars. Like, that is all most of the skills I have for working on my car. Learned it from YouTube. 1, video games. Would love to get back into it, but with work and 4 kids seem unrealistic at the moment.
I hear that, brother.
Yes. Not to mention my son, who is destroyer of worlds. I can't even count how many times he saved over my games I have sunk hours into.
Sounds like you need 3 kids.
Yeah. Next up, we have Mazer. 5, truffle / magic mushroom foraging. 4, bonsai growing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. 3, woodworking. 2, 3D printing / prototyping. And 1, porn collection.
It's a lost art.
Yeah. Next up, we have Detective Pretzel.
Oh, shit. Holy shit. Back on the case.
It's back, baby. 5, lock picking. I just think it would be a fun hobby to learn. Plus, how else am I going to get inside this deadbeat dad's apartment and bring his alimony checks to my client? 4, drawing. How nice would it be to be able to sketch up a quick likeness of my client's ex-baby daddy instead of having to wait for the police sketch artist? 3, target shooting. Gotta stay sharp to protect myself from all these deadbeat baby daddies. 2, hacking. How useful would this be? But I gotta learn programming and computer sciences, and I'm just a lowly gumshoe trying to make ends meet on these mean streets. And 1, exercising. I'm only getting older and fatter, and God, I wish I actually enjoyed working out, because it would make it so much easier to stick with. 1 too many pretzels after a case well solved, and I need to be able to chase down these deadbeat dads. God. He says, Asperger's, I solemnly swear to only use these skills for good or whatever the client pays for.
Bravo, sir.
Next up, we have Raven. 5, fishing. That was an honorable mention of mine. Fishing is up there. 4, making fairy gardens, which I looked up when I saw this came in. It's similar to diorama making. It's like a garden that you put like little houses on for like gnomes or fairies type
thing. I respect that.
Yeah. 3, pottery. 2, ghost hunting. That just sounds like a fun thing to do on a weekend. And
walk 1 somewhere.
1, testing sex dungeons.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, someone's got to do it. Next up, we have Eric Torreson. 5, camping, like the way Will described it in the vacations. So that's glamping.
Which way? I talked about two different
ones. You did both. 4, painting all those Warhammer sets I've accumulated over the last 20 years. 3, getting back into writing. 2, smoking / dehydrating meats. And
nice.
1, woodworking. Next up, we have Brian Davis. 5, 3D modeling. I 3D print so many, so modeling is the next best step to learn. 4, mechanic. I don't want to pay people to fix my shit. That's why I YouTube. YouTube will teach you everything you need to know. 3, writing. I have always been the idea guy, but could never write dialogue to the point of liking it. I would love to learn to do it and make it good. 2, music instruments. I want to learn at least the basics of all. I know nothing of any. And 1, exercising, gym, nutrition. I'm getting older. I need to get better at taking care of myself. And last up, Dingus Adams showed up.
Number five, candling, specifically in the scent of my wife's pussy. four, writing, specifically a sexual themed, you son of the thesaurus. I have a lisp, and that is a word I just pronounced. three, leather working so that I can custom make some fucked up gimp suits. Two, dick push-ups so I can add some muscle mass to my hot schlong. And number one, photography, specifically of dog fucking so that my wife and I can have some nice background noise to our fuck sessions.
Jesus.
Sam can help you with that one.
Yeah.
Hey, remember Those, Sam?
Yeah. He is still on vacation, apparently. I don't know how long.
No, it's not vacation. He's at work.
He's getting paid.
Based on his previous like trips elsewhere, I feel like it was supposed to be a week. This could end up being another month for all we know.
You never know.
Good on them for having this life.
Hell
to
yeah.
Just be like, yeah, we just went off to there. But those are our fun butts.
Awesome. Yeah. Good turnout.
Yeah. Alrighty. Good job. Hopefully, all right. Well, that's
audio issues are fixed this week.
Yeah, we'll see. That's going to be our show. Thank you so much. And as always, smell you later.
Nice. Not bad. Like right at 145.